An enthusiastic Cesaria Granier has come with her mother to watch a documentary about a young man who sails to France from the Bay of Bengal on a sailboat that is its own ecosystem. We don't usually see films like this, says the 12-year-old. It makes you realize, with ideas and the will, you can do anything. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, La Ciotat.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Support for the Agricultural Weather Report on WILL comes from Busey. Busey's online and mobile banking allow you to stay connected to your finances and manage your accounts anytime, anywhere, using your mobile device. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. A quick programming announcement. Today is a WASDE report day. That report due out at 11 o'clock Central Time this morning. And we'll have special coverage this afternoon at about 12:38, 12:39. You want to tune in after the dust has settled a bit and the market has had time to digest the numbers, and we'll see how trade is going and what those numbers mean going forward, especially as we get our first look at 15-16 ending stocks. Hard red winter wheat trading 502 and a half, down 7. July 515 and a half, up 6 and 3 quarters. Soft May 489 and 3 quarters, up 13 and a half. July 488, up 7 and a quarter. May corn 360 and a quarter, up 2. July 361, up a half. September 365 and 3 quarters, up a quarter. December unchanged in the trading session at 375 and a half. The same thing for July of 16 at 401 and a quarter. May beans 991 and a quarter, up 8 and a quarter. July 979, up 5. November 953 and a quarter, up 3 and 3 quarters. May soybean meal 312.40, up 30 cents. May soybean oil 33.28, up 24. July 33.37, up 18. June live cattle 150.30, up 5, now 7.5. May feeders 217.30, up 52.5. And May lean hogs are 80.95, and they're up 25 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. And he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, you look at the fundamentals that we know about in the ground ahead of schedule on the soybean crop. You look at the potential for ending stocks. Not terribly wide ranged in the WASDE report. Not like the corn, anyway. And you begin to wonder, why is soybeans rallying today?
Well, you know, there's a couple things going on, Dave. I think, number one, we are probably oversold in the short positions covering a little bit before the report. Number two, you know, there's a few more strikes happening in Argentina. And a lot of our, you know, our funds right now are trading news headlines, and they seem to pop in there a little harder and faster, especially in low volume. You know, we've only traded 39,000 contracts of July beans here by midday, and that's on the low side of things, so it's a low volume and a little reaction to the headlines and covering that way. So I think that, along with, you know, there's going to be a few delays of planting some beans here for a while. But the bean oil and the meal seem to be strong today, too, so it's pulling up a little bit.
Yeah, especially the meal. And, boy, the meal does need to rally because it is sitting right on a support shelf that could really take it down a lot should it fail.
Yeah, you know, and we've had some awfully good support under the bean meal for a long time. You know, it started in early harvest and has continued on, and we've got some pretty good premiums in going along here. Now, you would think we might see a little bit in the worry that the meal is with all this bird flu. It's not great tonnage, but it is a sizable amount of tonnage now mounting up that won't be ate by chickens.
So we have the WASDE report today, and that's sort of a game of chicken, especially in the corn with the range being all the way down to something like 1.4 to over 2 2.1, 2.2. I can't remember a range quite that wide.
That's a wide one. I mean, you know, more on that 1.86 is the average guess, of course. So then the ones, you know, in that 1.7 to 1.8 bracket is probably going to be more where we're going to fall in that range.
And so anything out of sight. Okay, so would the market become volatile if it fell outside the range you quoted, do you think?
Oh, I think, you know, we can see some volatility here if we would go outside those ranges. The odds of doing that, of course, are small because we'd be going there beforehand if they thought it was real good odds. You know, and we're not talking about a great change in the corn here today. Even with the little bump up and bump down, we've only had about a 62.5 cent trading range today so far in these corn. So not a very big trading range.
Could it be that what moves the market to more than U.S. numbers are if USDA were to follow up on what individual countries are suggesting about their crops? For example, I believe China has suggested that their corn crop is some 17 million metric tons bigger than previously advertised by them. If USD were to follow up on those kind of numbers, could we see some significant move today?
Yeah, I think the world numbers, as far as the world carry out and things, as we look at that way, as to what the export or the demand numbers are going to be, is going to be important, Dave. The Chinese number is out there. That's not a number that's quite as stabilized in the traders' minds as sure. We don't really know what they do and don't have. It would definitely be, if they would include it in this report and the world stocks and the world carryover, the fact of it coming in there is just that it limits the imports of China, or could limit the imports of even our sorghum and everything else like that's going on. We've noticed the slowdown in the DDGs. We've noticed the scrutiny to the sorghum that they've been buying, and you know, we know how they turned some of that off with some of their phytosanitary things. So that is something to watch for.
Are we still in a prove it bulls, that we're in a bottoming process in wheat?
You know, I think I read in 5 different news articles this morning that there are some major fund traders that are beginning to talk about getting down to value levels in the commodities here, and the way that the bonds are acting now, and the way that people want liquidity of bonds and things like that, and money might be flowing back into it. You know, we are getting down to the area where we are cheap enough in this wheat that can soon be considered just feed wheat. So that is very much one of the things that we might be talking about, just where's value in the world market.
So after the dust up at 11 o'clock, we'll go back to weather, I am sure. We are way, way ahead of schedule on planting at this point. So it would not be a surprise next week if we remain ahead of schedule or on schedule. So are we at the point of beginning to alleviate or set ourselves up for that last 5% as we go into the last few weeks of May?
Oh, I think that definitely we're going to proceed with planning. I mean, the weather forecasts we're looking at seem to give us planting windows and then the rain windows, and that's just exactly what you want for a good crop. I mean, we have majority of our corn crop in this area. I mean, there's other parts. North Indiana is behind as far as the other states go, but all in all, this crop is in earlier and would be rated higher if we had the crop ratings yet because of the weather we've had in the last few years. So we are set up for a tremendously good crop so far.
And we'll get the first crop ratings next week, is that right?
I'm not sure, Dave, but I think you're right.
So next week it is, and we'll find out what is good and what is excellent, and I suspect a lot of it will be good and excellent next week anyway. So what have you told those who need to do some hedging or want to try to take a little bit out of the middle off today's reports? What kind of things are you suggesting?
I think that we want to be watching and seeing if we do get the kind of pop that some of them possibly are looking here. You know, some extremes, if we can get the November beans, you know, back up over 63, why I think we want to be a seller there. I think as we look at the corn on the D's corn, if we get it back over 83 or 84, why I think we probably want to add some coverage there if we haven't done it so far.
And Wayne will join us again this afternoon as our featured analyst on that special report about 12:38, 39, somewhere in there, Central Time.
Very good, Dave. We'll be looking at the numbers and have a little better idea what the answer should be by then.
Thank you much, Wayne. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in Newmarket, Indiana. Hard red winter May wheat is 502 and a half down 7. Soft May is 489 and three quarters up 13 and a half. May corn 360 and a quarter up 2. December 375 and a quarter down a quarter. May beans 989 and a quarter up 6 and a quarter. November 953 and a half up 4. May soybean meal 312.40 up 30. May soybean oil 33.15 up 11. June live cattle 150.20. Down 5 cents. May feeders 217.10 up 32 and a half. And May lean hogs 80.97 and a half up 27 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is now 10 o'clock Central Time.